We're talking about Westerns today, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the funny. In honor of the 30th anniversary of Mel Brooks' Western farce Blazing Saddles, let's listen back to some of Terry's 1987 interview with Frankie Lane. He sang the theme. Lane had 21 gold records in the 50s and 60s, but many fans associate him with the Western tunes he made famous, including the themes from Gunfight at the OK Corral and this classic, Rawhide.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, Rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good vittles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move them out, hit them up, hit them up. Move them out, hit them up, Rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, ride them in, Rawhide.
When I spoke with Frankie Lane, I asked him how an Italian boy from Chicago wound up singing about gunfights and herding cattle.
In the beginning, I guess you might say that I was wondering what a city boy was doing singing country and Western songs and Wild West themes. But apparently, I guess I was like any other kid who watched the cowboys and Indians movies. I was crazy about Westerns. And maybe it all harks back to that. I really don't know, but it all seemed to come naturally, and I didn't seem to have any trouble adjusting to that genre of music. And yet I never sounded exactly like a country singer in the sense of a Jim Reeves or any of those guys.
You know, I remember whenever I used to see you on the Ed Sullivan Show, I used to always hope that you'd sing Rawhide. And the times I saw you, you never did. So I guess I wonder if you've ever included that as part of your repertoire in performances.
Well, part of the deal on Rawhide entailed the proviso that I had to record the song first and that it had to be out at least 8 weeks prior to the TV show going on the air, which it was. And I was glad because by the time the TV show did debut, the record was a smash and it was fighting for the number one spot. In fact, the producers themselves told me later that the theme song, the popularity of the Rawhide record, kept the TV show on the air for about 4 months, and everybody laughs when I tell them that. And then I say the TV show caught on and kept me on the air for 7.5 years, so it turned out to be good for both of us.
Did you enjoy the opportunity of doing a send-up of all of your Western themes when Mel Brooks asked you to do Blazing Saddles, the theme from his Western spoof, Blazing Saddles?
I have to confess, Terry, that I was a complete dummy about that whole situation. I was working Vegas at the time, and I happened to do a Merv Griffin guest shot. Now, I get a call only about 20 minutes after the show went off the air from Mel Brooks, and I thought it was a gag. And I didn't know too much about Mel Brooks at that time. And he said, "I'm Mel Brooks, and I'm producing a picture called Blazing Saddles, and we have a theme song that we would like for you to do." And nobody told me that this picture was a comedy or a takeoff. I did it absolutely dead sure certain serious. And then I was stunned when I saw the preview of the movie, and I almost died when I realized that I was part of a big comedy setup. And I got ribbed about it an awful lot, but he said later, he says, "That's why we didn't tell you." He says, "We wanted you to do it dead serious."
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. Conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Frankie Lane singing the theme from Blazing Saddles.